According to an article in the Associated Press, it looks like there may be a few flaws in the hearsay hearings in regards to Drew Peterson and the death of Kathleen Savio. According to that same article, the testimony heard during this hearing, which has been going on for the last month, I think, has exposed serious flaws in the police investigation of Savio's death. It has also shown, though, Peterson's deteriorating relationship with his missing fourth wife, and perhaps most importantly, a possible motive. But according to Terry Sullivan, a Chicago attorney and former prosecutor, none of it may matter if the judge doesn't allow at least some of the witnesses to testify during the real thing. I have no idea what the judge is going to say. I'm going to predict that he will. I'm going to predict that the hearsay law, new to Illinois, some have dubbed it Drew's Law or the Drew Peterson Law, will be allowed, and these witnesses' testimony will be allowed to go forward. Drew Peterson's got some problems ahead of him, and it will be interesting to see how Joel Brodsky and the attorneys for Mr. Peterson handle it, and what the appellate courts have to say. Normally, hearsay evidence isn't allowed. In this case, I think it's a big part of the investigation and a huge part towards whether or not Mr. Peterson will be convicted or not. This has been going on a month, and it's not even the trial. I think it'll be a long time before we hear what Drew Peterson's fate will be. Let's hope for the families of Kathleen Savio and Stacy Peterson that some answers may come forward. One person who can tell the story is Drew Peterson. Will he? Won't he? I guess we'll wait and see. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.